choice. So this is all I got.
These women will be the death of me. Is that front door closed?
Yes.
Thanks. How long is this song?
It's cool. It's like 15 minutes long.
Oh, I'm not playing the whole thing.
It's cool, yeah. You don't have to. It's
good, because I didn't want to. Hey, what's up? You're listening to Live at 27. I am your host, Katie G. With me in the studio today, we got a full house because it is the Vagina Chronicles episode 2. So on mic 4, I got
Rachel.
You gotta talk in the microphone.
Rachel.
Mic 3, I got
Michaela.
Mic 2, I got
Maria.
And sharing all microphones and being the best person in the world, Kato. So now I'm gonna go ahead and give you this. Thanks, Grandma, for listening. And,
seriously, I just scarfed down, like, 2 tacos, you guys. I'm still, like, starving to death. Just get my stuff situated. Even though I obviously didn't do it right then and there. Hey, if you want a beer.
Okay.
But Michaela is drinking.
Not everyone needs to know.
Well, actually, yeah, they do, because now it just looks like I'm just drinking.
What's wrong with just drinking?
Like, it's the Vagina Chronicles, guys. We're supposed to be having a party.
We are. It's always a party.
Why don't you want a Truly? It's one Truly.
I know, but I am trying this new thing where I don't consume alcohol.
Yeah, I'm taking a sober week.
Okay, you guys, here's the thing. I need you guys to quit being so...
sober.
Straight edge.
No, I need you to quit being such garbage when you're drunk so you don't decide that you need to take a sabbatical from drinking.
I'm always amazing, even when I'm drunk.
I'm just trying to figure out my shenanigans and get my emotions in check so when I'm drunk, I'm not me.
Yeah.
Love you long time.
My goodness, do I love sound effects. Well, whatever, totally bums me out, it's fine. I am not garbage when I'm drinking, so I don't have to take a sabbatical. Actually, I'm just kidding, I'm complete garbage when I'm drinking. I just, need to continue to be garbage. So, I think I'm just, like, at the point where I've accepted, like, I've burnt all the bridges I could burn, you know? And if at this point they're not burned, they're not gonna be burnt.
Never say never.
Oh. Also, do you guys want to make Radio Free Fargo number 1? Yeah. Go to our website, radiofreefargo.org, to vote. Simply scroll down the page and click on the Inform article and find us under arts/entertainment. Voting ends October 20th. Vote now and vote often.
And you can vote once a day. That's important.
You can vote once a day. Yeah, that is important. People who didn't vote for my show enough to get me on it. Someone actually had the nerve to say, you have a radio show? On the Live at 27 Facebook page.
What?
Yeah, they're like, why would we?
I shouldn't laugh.
I was like, but what do you mean?
How'd you find me?
Yeah, like, what do you think?
To look at the page and then go as far as to say, have a radio
on
show?
The page.
So you just
commented on the post where I was like,
aw, you know this.
Aw,
you know.
I didn't make the cut, and they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I do. Like, I need that. That doesn't work. That's not doing anything. But for some reason, I need it all. Okay.
It's important.
So I'm gonna update you guys. I'm gonna give you guys my sad update. So I decide right before this show that I basically asked a guy to be my boyfriend.
Ooh. Who's the lucky fellow?
Oh, we didn't do this.
Yeah. artist on that?
DJ 0.000001.
Wow, what a name.
It's a fitting name.
Drop it. Okay, so I asked... Actually, I'm so glad you guys are here. So I asked someone to be my boyfriend. We can go back to that now, the whole... I asked someone to be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
What? This is like a crash. Yeah, it's a, yeah. and so, he said...
No.
That,
Maybe?
No, if he said no, I'd be crying.
Call me maybe, he said.
He said that he has to think about it.
What?
Yep, so I want everyone to go around the studio and tell me what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts? Also, Facebook Live, please comment your thoughts as well. Yeah. Well,
how long have you known him? That's a good question.
Since February.
My instinct would be to say, never mind, I was just kidding. But I think that that's... fair, I guess, for him to think about it. What's your time frame? How long are you giving him?
I think the respectful thing to do would be all the time you need, and not 9:01 p.m. tonight.
So you have like 10 minutes, is what she's saying.
You have 52 minutes. No, honestly, if like he needs more time to think, like I will do that, but I guess like I want to know what your guys' thoughts on that, because I've actually never been in this position.
Were you guys friends first?
Yep.
So are you guys like really, really good friends?
We're like doing it, yeah.
Well, like not just doing it, but like if you guys were to not be friends, that would be like really detrimental to you.
Yeah, I told him that like I want us to be like friends if he decides like he doesn't want to date me. Mm-hmm. But I will let you guys know like my thought process on this, and again, just let me know. So right now everything in my life is like super up in the air, and he did recently just get out of like a garbage relationship.
How recent?
Like a month.
Ooh.
How long was this relationship?
Like 3 months.
Oh yeah, no, screw that. That's like a week.
That's what I'm saying. So, but we, like, have basically been in love, for a long period of time, and so he's, like, you know, up in the air on his life, and I'm up in the air on my life, and I just told him tonight or whatever, I was like, well, when you're creative and you're, like, constantly wanting to, like, do things, like, I am never satisfied. So, like, I will be 60, and I will still be up in the air about my life. And so I don't think that we need to have everything set in stone in our lives before we, like, our boyfriend and girlfriend. Because everything's going to change in our lives. Like, him and I, we're creative artists. Like, we're just going to continuously keep going, going, going. And so why not just, like, cross those bridges when they come? And that's, like, that's what a boyfriend and girlfriend are. They're, like, partners in life, right?
I feel like when you're in a relationship with somebody, it's like they kind of fill in the gaps to what you're missing, and they obviously like bring you peace, and they also like at the same time make you like grow as a person. You don't want someone to hold you back.
Yeah.
But if he's like your best friend and he had just gotten out of like a relationship, depending on like how that like ended necessarily, he might just be afraid that he's gonna put all of like his eggs in one basket and lose the one person that was like there for him during like everything.
So I guess like for me, and I'm learning that people are different than me. It really is a big realization.
I was
like,
thinking about that today, actually. Just like you kind of expect people to think like you, and
yeah, for instance, like this girl was like absolutely terrible, like terrible, terrible, terrible to him, and he's like, but I'll always love her, and I was like, same. I don't get that. I'm like, you guys dated for like 3 months. You fell in love within a week.
If he loves her, I mean, that's a love, right? Unconditional.
I'm trying to tell you that this is where I'm learning that people's brains are different. Because for me, I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, you're dumb. I have no one in my life right now. I have no ex-boyfriend at all that I can honestly be like,
I'll always love them.
Nah! Okay, so...
Like, I'm over it. Like, I don't hate my exes. I really don't. I don't hate any of my ex-boyfriends. I just, like, have zero feeling about it. And that's me, though. And I'm learning that... Because actually, you know, he said too, he's like, well, then I guess we're different. And I was like, oh, whoa. Mind blown. Right? Like, what? What is that? So, but for me, when I like someone, this is like my favorite movie is He's Just Not That Into You. That's my favorite movie. And I love watching it. I love watching it because it is true. If he wants to be with me, he'll be with me. It doesn't matter what else is going on. If he wants me, he wants me. Now, here's the thing. If he ends up not wanting me, that's great. But then we're going to be just friends. He doesn't get this sweet V no more. I didn't like that.
No more.
I didn't like saying that. That made me uncomfortable.
I liked it.
And then I'm gonna like move on. But like have him as like a friend level. I'm just gonna start focusing on other things, and I'm gonna open my heart out to other potential suitors because I do get asked out a lot and stuff like that. But I don't see these guys because he's the only one I want.
But are you seeing like that's kind of an important thing. Like no matter what happens, is that you're still gonna be open. Your heart is open. But also keep in mind that when it comes to love, you can't plan love, and he should also keep this in mind. Like love happens. When it happens. You can't plan a relationship. You can't plan love. Things fall where they fall. That was a huge lesson I had to learn this past month. And it was very scary.
That's it. But that's the thing is, I totally agree with you because, like, our timing sucks. And our timing has sucked since we've met. But guess what? Like, that's just how it works. We found each other.
Exactly.
Sorry we found each other maybe too soon. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we found each other too late. Whatever you want, however you want to look at it, but we found each other, and so I just don't see, like, why not just go for it? Like, I'm over it. Like, I want to just be with him.
I hate to say against, people don't think the way that you think they think, or that you don't think that they, people don't think the way that you think. Everybody operates differently, so maybe he doesn't look at it that way.
Dude, and I hate to say, nowadays, I feel like it's, like, your best friends, and then you end up hooking up, and then it's, like, you're exclusive, and then you end up dating.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing, though, is that was kind of the talk, is like, okay, like, I let him know where I was at, and I wasn't saying, like, we need to be boyfriend and girlfriend today, but, like, I would like to know that is where, like, something is potentially leading, because if we're just gonna be homies, like, I gotta cut some stuff out, like sex.
Like, the feelings.
And sex.
I mean, the feelings, too.
And sex.
Okay, yes.
But, like,
sex,
I can...
Sex perpetuates the feeling.
Yeah, I can go sex feel someone else.
Yeah. Go sex feel someone else.
Like, what?
Did you guys share the live feed to your pages?
Absolutely not.
Please do it.
I already did.
I can't
I love our group chat name, by the way.
Butthole Brigade.
Yeah!
So obnoxious and
can
I love it.
Can I say that?
Why can't you?
I don't know.
It's an
I know you can't
anatomical
say a
feature, oh. But yeah, but you're talking about the actual
sphincter brigade.
Bruh.
Oh my god.
Mom wants to know.
Shout out Laura.
Does she know who it is?
Hold on. You're not talking to the microphone when you because we are on the radio. Like, we need to remember
yes,
that.
Indeed. Yes. It's not just Facebook Live.
Yeah.
This is the radio people need to hear us. It's all my face.
Mom wants to know if she knows who you're talking about.
Yes, she does. Yes, you
I know,
do, Mom.
I know.
You know. You guys don't know, but...
Really?
Have I seen him?
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, for dramatic effect, you can't talk, dude. Can you do that again? Can you say that again, Maria? Can you say that again?
Have I seen Tim before?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't know if you guys officially have met or anything. It's fine. It's never in my life. So, yeah. I guess that's where I'm at. So,
Yeehaw.
That sucks.
Everything will play out the way that it's supposed to play out. You gotta keep that in mind. Again, you can't plan it.
That is true. If he doesn't love me, he doesn't love me. And, like, I can move on from that.
So did you say that you had to think about it? Or, like, did you tell him that he could think about it? Or did he say that he needed to think about it?
I told him because I only had, like, 10 minutes.
You were like, will you be my boyfriend?
Yes. Let me ask at the most inconvenient time ever.
Yep. Let me ask at the most inconvenient time ever. And I let him know, like, where I'm at, because the past 2 weeks have been, like, a roller coaster for us, because I've been, like, super, I've just been getting, like, wasted and yelling at him. Like I said.
Ooh, you're not a garbage drunk at all.
I said that I was a garbage
you
drunk.
You took it back.
I did. And I said that I accept it. And this is me now. As I'm drinking.
This is me now.
Garbage drunk!
See, alcohol makes me garbage when I'm not drunk. Too. So I'm like...
I don't like being hungover, if that's what you're saying.
Does anybody like being hungover? Like, why do we have to say this out loud?
I'm sorry,
I'm just
you're
curious.
Right. You're right.
I'm just curious.
So basically, I, like, unloaded on him. I said, hey, everything that's happened the past 2 weeks and, you know, what happened, like, last night is totally going to contradict everything that, like, I'm about to say, but I'm just going to say this. And I was like, you can either answer now or if you need time to think about it, whatever. So anyways, he did not want to answer me right away. And wanted time to think. And what I'm saying is, I just think that's, like, a bad sign. And it already makes me, like, not want to do it.
I mean, not necessarily.
That's what I was trying to look for from you guys.
Okay.
Like,
oh, my gosh. Well, maybe if you didn't go about it in such a
long way. You're probably not going to get it from me, honestly, because I've been through it. And
I just think that, like, that's not a good sign, dude.
Just, well, yeah.
I don't know.
I would just... Some people are just a lesson, you know?
So should I just, like, delete him and block him from everything so he can't answer me?
No, I think that you should just not...
Okay, now we're saying irrational things.
As hard as it is, as difficult as it is, to just let him come to you if he wants to.
Oh, God, okay.
And when he doesn't...
Come to me.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Whoever you are. He's probably watching or...
He's
not to you, buddy.
He's probably not.
But if or when he doesn't... How are you going to feel about yourself?
Like, garbage. And then I'm going to...
See, that's not good. That maybe means you're not ready for it.
And then I'm going to drink a case of these and then go get my sex feel on.
Yeah!
with him?
No. Do keep age.
Not him?
No. Yeah!
No! Yeah! Your boyfriend.
Yeah, and if he dumps me already, I'm going to go get
okay,
my sex
see,
feel on.
Heck him!
Heck that, dude! I was like,
you
do keep
time.
The age into consideration, though.
I'm dating.
What?
I,
she knows what I'm talking
I
about.
I have no comment on that, so...
Yeah, but do keep it in consideration.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah, is he a young man?
Is he? How old is he?
Never go younger than yourself.
Oh, let's hear
even
it.
Even the older ones
only
can
like
be...
a year.
How old?
The babies are just for fun.
Oh.
So.
Never go less.
21.
Katie!
20's a baby. 22, 23.
Katie.
Babies.
Can we just make that a rule?
No, he's 21.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Why is that spooky? And talking to the microphone.
I can't because she has my microphone.
Just move it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Okay, because, I mean... Mostly just because it comes to, like, with the stereotypical cliches of being 21. They tend to be stupid, naive, and really
my brain's not
dumb.
Developed.
Emphasis
yet.
On really dumb.
Do
not remember
some
the difference between
sweeties,
when you were, like, 21
but they're
and now.
Can I say something?
I am 21, and I'm dumb.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't plan love?
Okay,
what
yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right, but again,
right now?
Like I said, stereotypical 21-year-olds are really all right,
fine,
dumb.
Fine.
I won't
date
right
him. It's
wrong.
Fine. Let's just move on. Where he's yeah, so then I'm going to get my heart broken by a 21-year-old, and we can all make fun of me on next Monday show.
I'm team date.
Well, thank you, Kato, but so I'm sorry, but it's 3-1. So
we're not going. We're not saying.
I'm the oldest one here, so suck it.
Talking.
Still the oldest one here.
We're gonna go ahead and switch it over because I now don't care to talk about my love life or lack of sex feel. That's so funny. Okay. So, Kato was nice enough to go ahead and get us some cue cards for tonight. So, we're going to go ahead and talk about whatever she wrote on these things, all right?
Go
go with that.
Sorry about the handwriting.
All right, so having babies does not mean you're loose.
Kato, you right. Do you have babies? Three?
Mm-hmm. Do you have babies?
Yes, I have two children.
They're both effing beautiful.
Thank you. They are so beautiful.
Her son,
Eli and
Ro. Her son, Eli, and I are pretty tight. I'd have to say we're...
I like this.
We're, like, getting on BFF level.
The best of them. They like Dio.
And...
Maybe... No, they like you the same as Dio.
I'd have to say, because Eli wasn't like, where's Dio? He was like, yeah, let's go get Pop-Tarts. You know? So...
My mom would see you.
So this is what... That was so weird. Okay, I was walking her son across the street to the gas station, and he, like, ran in front of me, and I, like, grabbed him by his, like, and I was like, hey, no, hold my hand, dude. Like, if something happens to you, your mom's gonna kill me. And he goes, just, like, deadpan, dude. He's like, my mom's not gonna kill you. She'll just sue you. And I was like, what?
How old is he? He's seven.
And I was like, what does that even mean? That's what I say, right? What does that even mean? He goes, it's when you take someone's money. And I was like, I don't know.
He's just trying to educate you. He's just, like, being super realistic. Like,
so we're talking, so right now we're talking a little bit about the myths, basically, of vaginas. So people think when you have a baby, your stuff goes loose. But also, I've actually heard from people, though, so correct me if I'm wrong, I've heard people who have had children say it's never the same again.
Well, I feel like that's true, but you don't go from, like, being one way and then you have kids and it's like your body is ruined or sex isn't enjoyable for men. Like, I've even heard men say that it's in some ways better, depending on what they like, or that it's different. But it's not looser, like your vagina's not tighter.
Okay.
Or, you know what I mean? If anything, I feel like, I don't know about you, Kato, but like, I'm still tight, but like, I can also enjoy like bigger penises.
So, I can elaborate on that. Not on the big penises, but I can elaborate on what I wrote. Having kids younger, it is a benefit because you're more than likely to go back to normal, but the later in life you have kids, the more likely you're not gonna go right back to normal.
Okay. So, now you guys know, just because, a woman has, had a person crawl out of their vagina doesn't mean that they can put that person back in there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the gist of it. I really like this cue card, by the way.
Which one?
So, says ladies that hang don't mean loose. It means way more pleasure during oral. What does that mean? What are you saying? Are you saying the lips?
Yes.
If the lips are
as
soggy?
Some people like to call them beef curtains.
Oh, we don't do that here.
It just means that. It literally does mean just more pleasure during oral sex. So
why? Do the lips have, like...
For the man?
No, for women. Yes, they have feeling. Don't...
How does that affect your... Oh, I see. Because of, like, nerve endings and... It's
so
like
they,
more potential
so they,
for
they
feeling.
Lick, do they lick the...
There's many things that can be done.
You suck on it?
You can, yes.
What the...
We need to have a talk later.
No, you guys, we don't need to have a talk. We have a talk once a month. Y'all teach me things. Hey, guys, every guy I've ever been with, why haven't you sucked on my
beef curds?
Why haven't you sucked on my beef curds? Hi, Grandma. She is listening.
Oh, my God.
What? You guys, is it cool?
No. Tristan, have you ever been with a man that only focuses on, like, your...
Get the mic at least in between you guys.
Explore all over.
No, we're not talking about the clit, Tristan. We're talking about labias.
What now?
Well, Tristan just mentioned 2 ounces. It's like, no, we're not talking about the clit. We're talking about the labias.
So,
because I thought it was funny. That was
funny. Yeah, 2 ounces. But do you, have you had someone suck your beef curtains?
Definitely not.
So mature.
Are you interested in doing that?
Not really, Maria, to be completely honest. But that's like the only thing that like possibly came to mind, to be completely honest to you.
I think that like honestly where I'm really at in life is I want to do just like everything.
I got a guy for you. If you want to try everything.
Wax, don't do that.
No, I meant like...
don't.
Well, then what do you mean?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Try it once.
It cannot tell you.
I just want to like, I don't know. I just want to like, I don't want to just do like the basic moves anymore. It's
hot. Just ugly screaming. It's hot wax.
Karma Sutra. The Karma Sutra.
Find someone with experience.
So the 21-year-old. I don't think he has that much experience, but we can experiment together.
There you go.
And now we are back talking.
That might be a valid point, though. Since you're experimenting and he's experimenting, you guys could experiment at the same time.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Mm-hmm. You have the same, I guess, playing field, maybe? Right.
Alright, Kato went ahead and decided that she needed to Google things.
What are you Googling?
So, about to find out. Kato, why don't you just, I just wish that I had 5 mics. But
okay, I come to you, like,
I'm
you
fine just standing here.
Yeah, I guess. Right by one.
Alright, so the clit is typically 9 to 11 centimeters long.
But
there is about 5 inches hidden.
What? Okay, so
now I'm learning. I didn't.
Here's the thing.
It is technically the G spot.
Yeah, they're finding out that instead of the actual G spot existing, that it is literally just an extension of the clitoris. That's why when you do hook move.
Hook move.
Yes. The. Come hither.
Why are you doing
the come hither?
I don't like
the
that.
Come hither move. Like, that's what the move is.
The
so, hither. Anyway, long story short, G-spot might not actually exist. Might be an extension of the clit. You're welcome.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Actually, I knew that.
That resonates with me, and that sounds like the truth.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like I actually knew that. Because, like, technically, your organs are, like, a penis inside out. If you think about it, like, your vagina is, like, an inside-out penis inside of you.
With way more nerve endings.
No, but that's what I mean. So, technically, if you were to do that, right where your clit is right where that spot is. So, I mean...
That was interesting.
You know, what's up? Come on.
What else you got?
I like it.
I don't really get it.
I like that, too. I like that one.
But, anyways, so, Michaela, I'm going to interview you for a second to do that.
Yes.
You said last month...
Oh, gosh.
You realized something love side.
What?
You said that you realized, like, you can't plan love.
Last month? That was the beginning of this radio session.
No, I'm saying that's what you said. You realized that last month.
Oh, yeah. That was, like... A whole nother language barrier deal.
Okay.
So I kind of had to sit down with my aunt because majority of the people know that my mom doesn't exist anymore. She passed, so then my aunt is not my mom because she adopted me, small TLDR. So she's pretty much my mom now. Her and I sat down just because I had like a huge freak out moment and realized that I can't plan things. I can't control things. I have a really big controlling issue, which has gotten better over the years. Thank you. Yeah. Not that.
That was kind of perfect timing. I don't know what it was.
Did you say dope?
I don't know what it was.
Dope. Yeah, me too. Controlling issues.
Dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go on.
But yeah, it took me until... like last month ish not even, to be completely honest, that was rude again. No, you're fine.
I'm trying to find the air horn.
So emphasis on my love issues, it's fine.
Yeah, so you said you dropped the L-bomb.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll come clean about it.
So I mean, that's the this is a good story.
I mean, kind of. But, I mean, also on top of it, there was talk that he was moving to Colorado.
Yeah, I thought he was.
And, I mean, it's still a conversation. It's an ongoing conversation. That's why I was scared to tell him. And more or less, I...
Scared to tell him what? That you were moving?
No. I was moving forward in the relationship and that I loved him, more or less. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I mean, I didn't plan on getting attached to a person who's supposed to be leaving in X amount of time. And
right. I don't think there's anything wrong with expressing that you love someone.
But that's the thing, is that...
Vulnerability
is scary, but the thing is, like, what I was scared of the most was that I tried my best to keep it in and not tell him how I was really feeling, and it tore me apart, like, literally. Right. I cried several times to him. I didn't explicitly tell him, but, like, obviously, hey, this hurts. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you why, but...
Been there, girl.
Exactly, and so then...
Everyone has.
More or less, kind of, like, TLDR, like, you can't... I am love. Things happen when they happen. Absolutely not. No, he hates my guts. Which is understandable.
Yeah.
No, of course he did.
But don't worry, you guys. Me and Michaela just hate each other.
It's fine.
It's this weird friendship that we have developed over the past couple months.
You can get in line because you're not the only person in the FM area that hates me.
I still truly doubt that. I really honestly think it's just me. So, did you want to share?
Share what?
What were we talking about outside?
you don't have to share it. I just, like, this is the time. This is, like, our venting sessions. This is the time to get everyone's opinions. I guess, just feel good about stuff.
Yeah, my life has been a little bit...
I'm so ready for this dumb button, you guys. Rocky. She's the worst.
I guess.
She's absolutely worst.
For real.
Like, because she swore, like, 3 times last month.
I tried.
So I'm so...
Picking my words. I guess this past, like, couple weeks, I kind of got in a rocky patch in my relationship, and I kind of realized that I started to be a little bit more self-destructive towards myself to try to deal with my issues, because I was in a situation where I kind of felt like I wasn't necessarily, like, appreciated, and I felt like the person that I was with didn't necessarily, like, I wasn't enough. So I decided to try to, like, obviously medicate myself with alcohol, and it was a disaster. I ended up pretty much having a downward spiral for about a week, and I got in a fight with my best friend, and I almost got the cops called on me. And I decided to take some time to stop drinking and focus on myself, because I need to stop focusing on what necessarily the guy in my relationship needs for me to be happy. I need to focus on myself and making myself happy, because no one can make me happy unless I am happy.
Mm-hmm. Is there an applause button? Because that definitely needs that.
Oh, yes.
That was the most beautiful thing I've heard all day, and I really want you to know that.
Oh,
like, that is great.
Thank you, baby. Been my week is just kind of an emotional roller coaster of trying to make people happy, and I've just decided to just take some time in my own head and just figure shit out.
It's a lot to understand that you need to be happy first in a relationship. A lot of people don't understand that, and it takes a lot of people a long time to realize that. So honestly, kudos to you.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. It really is, genuinely.
I think that that is 100% correct, because if you're not happy, then you just kind of focus on, like,
How they make you happy.
Yep, exactly. And also, like, making other people happy. Like, you're like, you don't even realize it, but, like, me, I know for a fact that I, like, will drain myself making other people happy, even though it's torture for me, because I just, like, don't care. But I'm not like that anymore, actually. So what's super weird is, like, I have really bad days. Like, Rachel knows. I've had some, like, really, really bad days the past couple months. But... all in all, I know that I am happy with my life. There are things that I don't like, but it's not like... I'm no longer at the point where there's things I don't like and I just sit around and do nothing about it. It's just that now I'm learning that what I want in life just takes time, and that's really annoying. So, but I am happy. Unfortunately, I was in, like, a very, like, possessive, abusive relationship for, like, a year and a half. And when I left that relationship, it was so freeing, and I was so alive, and I was nonstop moving. Like, I was sleeping, like, 4 hours a night. Like, I was just, like, I got this show. That's why it's called Live at 27. It's a play on words. So most, like, famous people, dead at 27, right? I was alive at 27, and I was the most alive I've ever been in my life at 27, and then live radio. So that's why the show's called Live at 27. And I got, like, a new job, and I just went. And now, thankfully, I've slowed down, and, yeah, I know what makes me happy, and then I also know, like, self-care in the sense of, like, if I don't want to do something, you know, let's say, like, Rachel's having a really bad night, and she's like, oh, I want to go to the movie, the midnight showing at the movie, and I'm like, I have to sleep because I have a 7 a.m. appointment or something. I'm going to be like, can't do that for you tonight, girl. But why don't we just FaceTime till I fall asleep? Or, you know, like, compromise.
That's cute. You guys can cuddle.
We FaceTime. We do FaceTime, though.
That's actually...
There's multiple times. So, but I do think that's, like, a huge thing is, yeah, you gotta know, at least know what makes you happy. And then go for that. You don't have to necessarily be happy, but as long as you, like, know. Because, I mean, it's sometimes really hard to just say you're happy, you know? So... are you still in your relationship then? I'm sorry, was that too forward?
No, because somebody asked if she was single in the chat. Oh, that's
so funny. And I just showed her.
Oh, I'm so good.
That's why I was laughing.
I'm so good at what I do. Who can I see?
Yeah, here.
God, you guys are horrible.
Yeah, you're right. What a
beat. Are you single? As of right now.
Awesome. And thank you, Anthony, for tuning in.
Yes,
First time.
Actually, no, I'm taken at the moment.
Really?
But
I didn't know this.
So I, like I said, I just need to figure out my shit, and I need to stop. And
I don't think you can say that.
What?
There she goes again.
Where's my bleep
there
button?
There she goes.
I need one of those.
There is no bleep button.
Yeah, you can just send it. You'd be like,
can I bring my own next time?
Bring an air horn.
I want one of those funky buttons.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you are. You're taken. She's not single.
Sorry.
I'm sorry too. I was
sorry, nonchalantly.
There's
NBD.
Like, you two girls are probably like one of the girls that when I like first met, I was like, I actually think I might be bisexual.
Who?
I met Rachel and Maria for the first time.
Let's say I'm bi.
Well, I know you are.
I'm sure.
I would say I'm bi-curious for sure.
Yeah.
I haven't stepped into a relationship.
I'm pretty sure I've
kissed you before.
Well, we've all kissed girls. Everyone was 16 and drunk at a party one time, right?
Oh yeah, but we were like 26.
Everyone was 26 and above getting drunk and making out. It's totally fine. Vaginal weightlifting is a real thing.
It is. It's called Kegel. It's called squat bars.
No, actually lifting weights.
Yeah, it's right. A metal ball.
No, but no, you attach things to the metal ball.
Yeah.
So,
and then you do the
30
thing.
Pounds is the record.
That's
intense.
That is really intense.
That really scares me. I'm already really scared about my.
I feel bad for the poor man that has to deal with that.
What
if imagine that? 30 pounds of pressure just being like, I got you.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
No, I love that. I'm wondering, because remember I've broken a dude's wiener before?
Yes.
And I've had
Whatever.
I've had, like,
fleas.
How?
How'd you break his wiener? Tell us.
Did you not listen to my...
I don't think...
Oh my God, you can't, but do
you
remember?
Were you there for this? I've heard this story at least 4 times at this point. And I still think it's funny.
I'm jealous.
Okay, I can say it.
I want to ask him. Didn't you say it on the radio last time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No one listened to my solo show. I said it on my solo show. You two did.
And in the parking lot.
Because
and
I
in
love
the parking
you and care
lot.
About my friends.
The parking lot of the first Vagina Chronicles.
Yes.
You broke someone's penis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In the parking lot?
Wait, no.
That you...
I told you guys the story.
Oh, I got excited. Sorry. I was like,
no, she went full on Brock inside.
Broke someone's penis?
I
I had a one-night stand with a guy. My job, like, got shut down that day, so me and my friends were just, like, ready to go out and just, like, be dumb, and I flat out said, I was like, I'm gonna go out.
What? Can't say that word.
Beep.
I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna get wasted, and I said that I was gonna go home with a random guy that night. Like, that's the point I was at. I wanted to go full-blown, like, just crazy, right? So I went out, got wasted, lost all my friends at like 1:30, and then I realized I had not found a random guy yet. I saw a dude in the booth, thought he was hot. I'm not gonna like tell like the full story because it's too long, but it's a really good one when I tell the full thing and very animated. And I walked up to him, I asked if, or actually it was a booth of three guys, that's right, and I was like, who's straight? Because I knew one of them was gay. And this guy was like, me, and I was like, are you single? He's like, yeah. And then I was like, you want to take a shot? He's like, yeah. I get two shots of Jameson. As we're about to cheers, I go, you want to take me home after this? And he was like, what? And I was like, do you want to take me home after this? And he's like, yeah. So we cheers, went to his place, we did it, and then I left, and then 2 weeks later I ran into him, and he was with some friends, and they were, like, pointing and, like, laughing at me, and I was like, and I just decided I was going to go see what was up, and I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, it's not what you think. Like, I'm literally telling this story again because
calm
you
down,
don't
Katie.
Remember it.
Calm down.
I'm calm excited. Down. You gotta finish it.
I'm listening. I want to hear how his penis broke.
And then so he's like, no, no, it's not what you think. I was like, well, what is it? Like, because obviously I'm just like, you guys are probably just making fun of me because, like, I am a drunk girl that, like, went home with him. And he's like, no, that night that we hooked up, you broke my penis.
Yeah.
Obviously.
She fell on it.
No.
I'll ask him next time I see him.
That's what I'm curious she about. Did you ever, like, burn?
Basically,
she circled him.
He was circumcised. Or
oh,
he was
uncircumcised.
He was uncircumcised.
You circumcised him?
Before I circumcised him with my vagina.
So you tore his penis skin or you broke his penis bone?
I think I did. He had to get stitches. He had to go to the hospital. He had to get stitches.
Maria. He wants to exchange numbers with you.
No.
Just in case.
Dude, nobody...
No. Sorry, we don't... This is not the blind date episode. This is just strictly girls.
Yeah.
What's up, Becker?
It was a time.
So, basically, yeah. Before he met me, he was uncircumcised. After sex with me, he became circumcised. So, the moral of that story is, I wonder if I could...
Do it again?
Vagina lift 30 pounds. Because something is going on. Because also I've had condoms lost up in me. Like,
that's actually terrifying. That is so terrifying.
No, you know what's even more terrifying? When it's a one-night stand and you realize that it's not on his thing anymore and you go, all right, can you go fishing or what? Because
you
and
me go.
I'm scared.
Line on a backseat,
count the stars. Yes, okay.
Moving slow.
But you guys, remember, I'm scared of what's in there. So this guy, the first time this happened to me was this guy, and I was like, I can't go look for it. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm scared to go up there, so I need you to do that.
I mean, okay, I understand that this is a really traumatizing thing for you, and I shouldn't laugh, but
no, laugh.
It's just so this heckin' ridiculous.
This is a comedy talk show. You should laugh at everything I'm
oh
saying.
My gosh. I know, but it's such a traumatic experience for you.
Well, and then the other time it happened, it was just like the same thing. Where
do you not listen?
Yeah, sorry.
It was traumatizing for him to dig in. Okay. Because of past events.
Can you go put her phone over there or something? I don't understand. Like,
I was looking at it for 2 seconds.
Obviously, too long for you to be in the conversation.
Okay.
So. Ooh.
So what part was traumatizing when he dug inside of you for it?
I think it was more so, like, that I couldn't do it. Like, I knew he was up there and there was no saving me. He had, not all heroes wore capes.
This is true. Some of them are buck naked in your bed fishing for condoms.
Land on a bass and count the stars. All right, so a small clit can be preventing
some from having an O-face.
Hold on. Before we go into that, Anthony, no, we're getting off topic. We're talking about the V, not whether she's single and probably not blind date.
No. Sorry, dude. Maria's already been on a blind date, and she won't do it again. She was a good sport.
You can go watch it. You can go watch it.
Creaky.
There's 4,000 views on that.
Is there, like, a not creaky one?
It's, like, almost 5,000 now.
Yeah, go watch that.
It's a pretty good time. All right, so a small click can
be
preventing...
Back.
Okay, I'm going to take your mic.
...some from having an...
Oh, I can sit on your lap when I get back? Hold on, I'll...
I feel like that's not true.
I also feel like I don't...
Hey, I read it on Google. But I think that also might be because that's where a lot of O's come from. And if it's small...
You gotta work with what you got. You can still get yourself there.
Yeah, dude, why do I gotta work with a small wiener, but you ain't gotta work with a small clit?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
And technically, if you said the clit is on the inside, then they should be able to get you there, even if it's not.
Let me record for a little bit, so we can get you.
True.
No, this is why I do the recording, is so I'm not seen.
V farts are common and don't contain fecal matter. Well, we know that.
Yeah.
Well, they're superior. They're the superior place.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I don't see you guys coming up with anything.
I'm talking about my lack of sex life.
Yeah!
Sex feels... pH balance is around a 4, same as beer, wine, and tomatoes.
That's
a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I was going to say, please make a Bloody Mary joke. I had nothing.
That was a joke, right? That's all I need to do, right? That's a Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Which is ironic. Or something. Our vaginas bleed.
Why do you think it's called a Bloody Mary?
Wait, so you're telling me that if I let my vagina hair grow for 3 weeks, it's done? It's not going to grow forever? That's what Google told you?
My leg hair stops growing after, like, a month, so I don't see why it wouldn't be the same.
You should test it out.
What are these? I wonder what these cards say. You're making a hmm face.
Well, I was more so humming about the vagina hair thing, but in all reality, yeah, I'm probably going to be single, so maybe I'll just go out and get a sex feel tonight and then let my stuff grow for a long period of time.
And then if you shave it, it's just going
to
go back.
It's so much work to shave it, though, is the thing.
So what I'm saying is if we just, like, find out how...
Pause. Anthony, I've been drinking. I just got a molar ripped out. Drop it. You are not the V-Master. I highly doubt it.
Ooh,
if you were the V-Master, you wouldn't have to talk about it.
Or be asking our girl out on a date.
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I'm single and also not interested.
Ooh,
no offense.
That was good.
You saw me on a webcam.
I
popped up on your phone.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not. I don't mean to be rude. I'm never normally rude, but
I totally get that.
Hit me on a sober day.
I'm drunk and very sore.
I'm turning off your microphone. It's off. You already lost your mic privileges. Well,
good.
You're welcome. You came and you saw and you conquered.
Did she come?
Did you come?
Always.
Oh man, she makes sure she gets hers. This hour of talk on KRFF 95.9 is being underwritten by Orange Records. Orange Records offers a variety of new music on vinyl and CDs, as well as a large selection of posters, DVDs, and much more. Orange Records is located at 641 First Avenue North in downtown Fargo and is open 7 days a week. Search Orange Records Fargo on Facebook for updates on new arrivals.
Hey, by the way, my cousin says bonjour.
Is your cousin hot?
He's a snowboard dude.
Yeah, that sounds hot. What's up?
So what's up, Scott?
You guys are gross.
Why am I gross? Because I want love?
Because you asked Maria how her cousin was. You put her in a position.
He's at least 26.
That's not fair. Like, you know if your relatives are
age
attractive.
Age is just a number.
It's not that... I'm not asking, are you attracted? I'm not saying, are you attracted to your cousin? That would be gross. If I'm saying, is your cousin hot... that means, can you tell he's an attractive human being or not?
So then you say attractive. Like, is he person attractive? Not, is he hot?
Sorry.
Ew.
I only have, we only have 8 minutes left, dude. I wasn't trying to use big words.
Attractive is three syllables, not as one.
Well, and now, since I guess I said that, now we're on this huge debate.
Why is big, why use big word when little word do trick?
Yeah. Well.
Who's the actress on The Office? They go and they get in a debate about whether she's attractive or she's hot.
Is it Pam?
No, it's like...
Emily, or it's Hillary Swank.
Yes, Hillary Swank. Kevin, what did you say?
I don't remember if she's attractive. I love Kevin.
Oh,
so much.
Ooh, you guys.
These comments, though, I'm ready for shots.
This talk of, this hour of talk on 95.9 KRFF is also being underwritten by the 10th annual Fargo Record Fair.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, the Fargo Record Fair is happening October 19th at the TAC Music Venue in Dilworth. Hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Vendors from the area and out of state will be at the TAC Music Venue Saturday, October 19th, with everything from bargain records to rare collectibles, to memorabilia, and much more.
This sounds like it's going to be big, especially if it's at the TAC. That's a lot of space.
That's the 10th annual Fargo Record Fair, October 19th at the TAC Music Venue in Dilworth.
Did you see that vinyl records are set to sell CDs for the first time since like 1989?
I did see that. I actually did see that.
Pretty cool. Now let's bring CDs back too.
Maybe if my CD player works.
Dude, I love CDs.
I own like 20 CDs, and my CD player doesn't work in my car, so they just sit in my glove box, and it's really depressing.
Like a five,
dude.
Exchanging.
It's been like 2 years.
Just don't even worry about it. Like, why are you even worried? Yeah, he's being gross, yeah. But you know, we're
just kidding, you're not trash.
We're doing things, man.
Dude, I don't know you. This is true.
Dude, Anthony is trying to hit on all of us. Is he just trying to get whatever falls?
He's like one of those guys that messages like 10 girls sup at the same time.
So, oh, but the bonus would be that they'd all be on the same group chat, so
take
all 50 would be
like
the same
lesson for your buddy.
Chat.
Right.
Be like, sup. Be like, oh shit, that was supposed to go to one at a time, but you all got it at the same time.
Want to be sister wives?
Want to be sister wives?
I think I'm like down for that myself. Like, I'm about it.
I'm gonna have to recruit
not.
Hey, what's up? If you want to marry me.
Maybe if there was, like, it was, like, a four-way relationship with, like, two men and two women. But I don't think I could just share, like, one man with one woman.
Divide and conquer.
When it comes to stuff like that, I get too jealous. It's like, I get to have an extra man then.
What if you have, like, a girlfriend and a boyfriend?
And then they're probably okay with that, because I wouldn't do that if they weren't.
Well, that's polyamorous. That was like, remember, I was crushing on a dude last month.
Ah, yes, I remember the story. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, I was crushing on a guy last month, and we decided to not pursue things because he is polyamorous, and I am a jealous bizzo.
Some people like whiskey, some people like vodka, some people don't like either, and some people like coke.
Sometimes
you like whiskey, and then sometimes you don't like whiskey, so you're taking a break from it. And then you like it again later.
Or you just never like it again.
None of us know anything, okay? That's the...
Dude, the only time I don't like drinks is if you, like, throw up on it, and then you look at it the next time, and you're like, oh, no.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
What do you mean? Oh, like, as in, like, you puke afterwards?
Yeah. Has anybody ever drank so much that they puked on an alcohol, and then they're like, I can never drink this again?
I've never puked in my life.
That's you and your relationships, babe.
Ooh, UV every color
UV
for me, dude.
No, no.
It's horrible.
I actually don't even think I ever threw it up. I just think I drank so much of it. I was like, this is disgusting.
It's just part of it.
Well, you guys, we got 3 minutes. Anything anyone needs to say or anything? Or, I mean, in 4 minutes, I guess we'll find out if I have a boyfriend or not.
Informed.
Did you tell him he needed to know by the end of the show?
Because if you don't want to be my boyfriend, I'm going to go have sex with someone else. I've actually displayed similar behavior, so I don't judge you at all.
I like how that's how she says it. Okay, here's the thing. If he wants to just be friends. I will not go do a sex field tonight, okay? I will just actually most likely cry. And that'll be okay because I'm going to just take the time to be upset and then move on.
Make yourself a nice hot toddy and curl up in bed and watch a nice...
How he's just not that into you. I really wish I had that movie.
Isn't it on Netflix?
Huh?
You giving away tickets still tonight?
Oh no, I'm not giving away tickets because I didn't have enough viewers for it. So I'll be giving away tickets next week. Next Monday, I'll be giving away cold tickets. So this week, look at the Facebook page to figure out how to win them. It's gonna be super easy. You are going to basically share my post, like my page. That enters you in a drawing, okay? I draw your name. You answer a trivia question. The question is based on my talk show. You answer it correctly, you get the tickets. You answer it incorrectly, your name goes bye-bye. I pick a new name out of a cup. So... I also didn't want to do the cold tickets either because I know that that's, so I know that I think two of you are interested in that and I wanted you guys to be able to enter the contest as well. And you can't do that if we're all on air together, so.
This is true.
So that is what is going on this week. So you'll have to tune in Monday at 8 p.m. and listen to the show. And then that way you can answer the questions. I think that's it. So I think we're going to do our goodbye song.
But also tune into my show Fridays at 4.
Whoa, way to plug your stuff, dude.
Hey.
Like.
Totally different style.
Gotta represent.
I get it. Gotta represent.
That's cool, man.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks. Here I am on your show supporting you.
We're best friends. And lovers. Tune in to Rachel Show's Friday, 4 p.m. Central Time. It's called Flux and Flow.
She plays good music, so...
Are you talking about yourself in the third person?
You just did that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and play your goodbye song, so everyone say bye.
Bye!
Bye!
Until next month!
Until
it's that time again.
Yeah.
What happened?